I had been singing for as long as I could remember, and recorded a few CDs that were released locally. I was fairly well known, and my licks didn't hurt either. But musical success isn't built solely on talent and looks, and the big break called luck hadn't come along, at least not just yet. I knew I wasn't washed up at 23, but unbeknownst to my boyfriend, I had pumped a lot more money into my independent releases than he knew. A friend of my sister's worked at a massage parlor, and I had heard stories, both good and not so good. But what stuck out about her stories was the big money that she made. I couldn't let anyone know my plans, but I secretly investigated via email with a parlor one town over as to what was expected of me if I were to work for them and how much money I could make. Emails were not clear, but I wasn't surprised, since I knew what really went on in these places. So I went in for an interview. The owner of the parlor was not much older than myself, and he did a double take when he saw me. My dirty blonde hair at shoulder length surrounded my angel face. I was always told my smile was comforting, and I always stayed in shape. My slender body was toned, and I wore a slightly low-cut white t-shirt that enhanced my 34B chest and thin waist. My sexy legs were on display for the interview, too, in my jean skirt. The owner was very friendly, and I thought I had enough potential to make lots of money for both myself and the parlor. I told him I was only interested in short-term work, but that was fine with him. Basically, all that was required of me was to massage the clients while I was fully nude and give them a hand job. Clients had the option to massage me for a few bucks more, and anything beyond that was up to me and my rate. I thought about it a few days, and this would be tough, as I'd never been with another man sexually my entire life, other than my boyfriend. Being naked in front of a stranger was scary, but this was a quick way to make the money I needed. So I agreed to the job and started on the day shift the next morning at 10 a.m. I was obviously very nervous my next day, and the owner noticed when he introduced me to the other girls, and they were very comforting and understanding. They each wore lingerie and lots of makeup, while I was in a black t-shirt and black cargo pants, hardly the attire of a sex trade worker. I didn't wear much makeup because I really didn't need it. My natural complexion was nice, and I noted a hint of jealousy with at least one of the other girls. It was past 11 a.m. when the first customer came in. Again, luck wasn't with me, as I recognized the guy from some of my concerts. I moved my hair to cover part of my face as Jewel welcomed him and introduced us to him. It was obvious that he recognized me, even though I went under a different stage name here, but he pretended not to. He said, "I'll take 1 hour with this lady," as he pointed to me, and paid the $50, plus an extra $20 so he could massage me. I was next to escort him to a room and wondered if I could switch with another girl, but those thoughts left my mind. Half of the $70 was mine, and $35 for 1 hour was a nice wage. I walked him to the room assigned to me, and, like the rules of etiquette state, I asked him to get undressed and have a quick shower, and I would be with him shortly. He smiled and proceeded as I closed the door. Jewel saw my nervousness and told me not to worry, that all the girls go through the same emotional roller coaster on their first day. I watched the clock for the next 5 minutes, as the rules state, before I returned. I knocked on the door and opened it. With my surreal smile, I said hello, and he said, "Hi, Sarah." There was no doubt now that he knew who I was. I couldn't say anything else but hello to this fan of mine who sat in front of me, now wearing nothing but a pair of boxer shorts. He had a big grin on his face. He said, "This is really a special treat for me. I had no idea you worked here." I just smiled and blushed, not sure what to say. He said, "Okay. I paid for the reversal, so why don't you sit up here on the table first, and I'll take your clothes off." I could see his erection rising at just the thought of undressing me. No one told me about this. I was about to tell him that I would undress myself, when he said, "Don't worry, I've brought lots of money today. I'll give you $20 to undress you, okay?" Another 20 made my hours of work $55. I didn't want to, as I valued intimate moments. But when you need money, sometimes your choices are limited. I said, "Okay." He hopped off the table, and I hopped on and laid down. He wasted no time, and his eager hands went right for the button of my pants. He opened it with both hands, then gently placed his left hand on my crotch as he opened the zipper with the other. He was flushed with anticipation. He could now see my black lace panties as I lifted my butt so he could pull my pants down. First over the panties, then my upper leg, then my knees, and soon they were totally off. He touched my white socks, but didn't take them off. His eyes were glued to my midsection, and he lifted my t-shirt a bit and massaged my tight belly. It felt awkward being touched like this, but I tried to keep my mind on the benefits of the money. His hand moved down from my belly button and over my panties. He started to massage my mound. I could tell by his jerky motion. He was excited, and soon he could wait no longer and started to pull down my panties. I looked down as he did, and slowly my private area would be fully exposed to him. He went slow, and I could see my landing strip of pussy hair as he lifted my panties a bit down with his fingers to pull them down. Soon he would see it too. Down, down, down the panties came, and he gulped hard as he saw my cunt. He said, "Wow, you are a natural blonde," as he hurried to get my panties off my legs, and his hand went over my sandy blonde pussy hair. I felt very uncomfortable, but again, this was my decision. He stayed there for a while before he started to trace my vagina with his finger. As I naturally got wet, soon he had a finger in my cunt. He gently moved it in and out and then licked it. He said, "I've always wanted to taste you." Then he moved away and went to his clothes and got out his wallet. He put $20 on the table, and I assumed, letting him take my pants off, then another 80. He said, "I want to lick your pussy." No one had ever done that to me but my boyfriend. I didn't like this feeling of cheating on him, and I knew I was going against my beliefs by putting the money first. But I said okay. He was overcome with lust. Oh my goodness, and took off his boxers, and his erect cock popped out as he stood at the end of the table and spread my legs with his hands. Rather quickly, he was face to face with my pussy and gently began licking my cunt. starting low and sinking his tongue deep as he went up until he tasted my clit. He did the same motion over and over and over and over. Oh my gosh, he told me I tasted so good. He stopped licking and moved to the side of the table. With his left hand, he slid his middle finger inside my wet pussy while petting my short cunt hairs with his other hand. Then he inserted his index finger too, in and out, over and over. He tried to insert his third finger as well, and partially did, but I was too tight. He asked me to close my eyes with a big grin on his face. I hesitated, but did anyways. He then placed the fingers he had inside me and rubbed them on my lips. I could smell my cunt scent and taste my juices as he slid them into my closed mouth. I wanted to run out, but kept cool. He said, "Your lips feel so good." He asked me to sit up, and I did. Next, his hand went right for my tits. Over my top and bra, he was massaging them. "Wow, Sarah," he said, "your tits are really, really firm." My mind played back the memory of the first time my boyfriend touched my breasts. It was a special moment, and he should be the only one caressing them. But here I was, with one of his hands on each one of mine. He raised them in the air over my head and told me to keep them there. Then he grabbed the sides of my t-shirt at the bottom and began lifting it over my belly. He chuckled as the moderately tight t-shirt got stuck on my chest, but he lifted it at the front, and in no time the shirt was off. Now he was staring at my chest, just as I had caught him doing at my concerts, but he had never seen my cleavage or my black bra. He touched my breasts over the bra, but in his haste to see them au naturel, he opened the clasp at the front, and my tits popped out for him. Without removing the bra, he immediately started to feel them. I could feel his erection drumming on my leg as he squeezed my average-sized nipples and traced my areolas. Then he started to feel and squeeze what felt like every square inch of my tits. From where they attached to my body to their sides to the top of my chest, he left nothing unfelt. He was gentle, but very horny to be feeling up an entertainer, as he never expected to be in a situation like this. He kept feeling my breasts, repeating the squeezes and nipple pinches. He was in heaven. With one hand still on my tit, he started to touch the hair on my head and ran his fingers through it, then pulled my arms out of the bra. "You're so beautiful," he said to me. He said, "How much to come in your mouth?" Okay, that was it. That's enough humiliation for one day, and I politely told him I didn't do that. He backed off. I thought he was angry, but he walked to his clothes and took out his wallet again. He said, "Sarah, there's no way I'm going to miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity." And he dropped $200 in $100 bills on the table I was sitting on, totally naked in front of a fan. My mind again started thinking about how much we needed the money, and I rationalized this by telling myself, the faster I make the money, the quicker I can stop this. So I'll let him come in my mouth and spit it out quickly. I didn't even swallow for my boyfriend often. Heck, I really only went down on him on his birthday and special occasions. Okay, I said. He climbed up on the table and told me to stand in front of him. Supported on his knees, I stood in front of his big cock, bouncing up and down. He touched the back of my head and brought it towards him, and my lips touched the head of his cock. Then it entered my mouth. He was bigger than my boyfriend. I could already taste some pre-cum, so I knew this wouldn't take long. I moved my lips up and down his eager cock and could feel his other hand back on my left tit. My sucking only lasted a few minutes before he exploded with load after load of warm cum filling my mouth. I tried to keep his cock towards the front of my mouth, to keep his cum from running down my throat. Some did, but I could feel what felt like masses of cum all around my tongue and teeth. He shivered a bit as the last ounces of cum spurt from his penis, and he pulled his cock out of my mouth when he was done. I was about to stand and reach for a towel to spill the contents of my mouth, but he put his hand on my shoulder to keep me in place, and then put his other hand under my chin so I couldn't open my mouth. We stayed like that for what felt like a long time, but was probably only seconds. Not able to wait any longer, I had no choice but to swallow all of his cum. He smiled widely as he saw me gulp. I stood up in front of him, and he got off the table. He cupped my breasts like before, and then ran his fingers through my cunt hair again, and inserted a few fingers inside my pussy to find my clit one final time. He said, "Thank you, Sarah. What could I say but you're welcome?" We both got dressed, and I never felt so many different emotions. He gave me a hug and left me in the room, the taste of his cum and mine still in his mouth, staring at a pile of money that I had earned, wondering about this new career of mine.